I think they just made Estonia sing a high note again.
Oh.
And we can see what she's wearing under her skirt. It's just a pair of black leggings? Kettle pushers. Not the grey pants I was hoping for, if I'm honest.
Oh, that's
not the grey pants. So we're here, we have finally arrived at the day that we've all been waiting for. We have Eurovision on, we've got the creaky sofa. And
we're watching the montage, we're talking over it like we're Graham Norton.
Yeah.
There's the Golden Gate Bridge, the Lisbon one, not the San
There's
Francisco
some
one.
People...
Very fast escalators in Lisbon.
They've got very fast escalators, plain... I feel like the day-to-day, you know, car drives past window... Portuguese tart.
Pastel de nata, is that what it's called?
I mean, it is now.
Yeah, I think that's, I genuinely think that's what
that's
it's called.
That's a big square. It looks
With Christopher
lovely.
Columbus in the middle of it.
Trams. We spoke about.
All aboard.com.
But they haven't actually shown any boats.
No. I cheated on you slightly. I watched just this bit.
Did you?
Before leaving the house to come here. And apparently, Graham said it's called All Aboard because they... Portugal wanted to reflect their maritime history.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, they've been waiting 53 years to win and host the contest, so they are cramming every bit of Portugal they can into this show.
Because it might never happen again.
Well, yeah, or it could be, you know, another 53 years.
Yeah. Or they could be like Ireland.
And they'd just suddenly go on a streak.
Just keep winning. And then they don't want to win, so they'll just call it something crap. But or a turkey or something. What's good about this is that we're not listening to any music.
No. I think the stadium, it looks like the Aquatic Centre in Stratford from the top.
Do you think they're pulling a fast one?
they've stolen our Aquatic Centre. Right. Should we put the gang on pause and listen to what's going on?
What's happening? So we've seen, we're in a flag ceremony at the moment. Well, we're not in it, we're watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, Australia. Which is new this year, where they're all coming around like the Olympics and they've got some sexy people with flags of the country and then all the artists come out and sort of walk around and
parade.
Then go, and parade round and then go to the holding area. While this is happening, the wonderful Graham Norton is giving lots of information that Michael gave in episode 8 and all our episodes thus far.
Yeah.
So you are welcome, everyone. You've got the scoop. You'll be watching this and going,
yeah, I know, Graham. Yeah, I know.
Already know, mate. Thanks. But we did see a couple of singers, like native singers. I don't know. They were Portuguese or something. Singing
we presume
some
they
nice
were Portuguese.
Songs.
They weren't very stable on their feet.
No, they had to have like...
Men with top knots.
Men
help
with
them
top
down
knots
the stairs.
To walk them down. But that, what are they wearing? Who
Whoa,
is that?
Was that? They were awful. That was Hungary.
Hungary.
That was Hungary.
The rock stars. But they're wearing board shorts. You're not a rock star. You'd be wearing ridiculously tight jeans.
Doing drugs.
Here's the Netherlands. Here are the Netherlands.
Nashville jacket. Oh, no. Oh. Ryan. That was embarrassing.
He just did a turn round and a finger gun.
Cyprus, she knows. She's crying already.
Yeah,
she knows she's got this in the bag. Now, the joy of podcasting live, recorded live, is that I say that she might not win.
Yeah.
So
let's see. Yeah, we don't know. And then they've got some DJs.
Oh, the world scratch champions.
Yeah. And they, you know, they're pretty good. They're pretty... We just saw then, so we had... Hungary in board shorts and they're doing the rock song.
Yeah.
And yet Albania, who were doing like another Rocky song. They've just got a massive rock voice. They're proper going for it. They've got leather. They've got cut out tops. They're more rock.
They mean it.
And, you know, when they get through to, when they got through to the final, they did rock face and hand.
Yeah.
So nailing it.
So the voting, for those of you who are on your first Eurovision quest, hi Jen, is split 50-50 between a jury vote and then public televote. So the jury vote is based on the dress rehearsal, and so they voted last night, and those votes are kept in secret, and then they'll be delivered at the end.
Let's hope it's not like the Oscars, and they give the wrong envelope. Oh, here come the Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls. So apparently, because we didn't see it, but Graham did, Suri put in a stonker of a performance last night. So let's hope she gets loads of jury votes.
Yeah.
The thing is, I really am fearful that what happened last year will happen to Suri. Because actually, at the end of the jury votes last year, we were in about 10th or 11th place.
Yeah.
Because it was a good song and Lucy sang it amazingly.
And the jury will judge it on the song.
And so we had like 120 points or something. We were in 10th position. And then we got 4 votes from the entire public vote of Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And so we finished, again, about 20th place.
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what... I mean, we have to, because...
Oh, another cape.
Yeah.
All these women are trying to emulate our Suri.
There's lots of bum capes.
Not doing as well.
They're all different style. They're like a sort of House of Fraser.
This is why they struck me as the Portuguese Spice Girls, because they're all individual.
Yeah.
They're a team... But they will not sacrifice who they are for the team.
No, they're not all in a uniform. They're all, now they're revealing...
The running order, which we gave you yesterday. Yeah. You're welcome.
You were ahead of the curve.
Now, did you see the tweet that Suri made about singing in 9th position?
No.
So Terry Wogan used to say...
Yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
That you should start drinking on the 9th song.
Yes.
And the BBC commentary box and Graham Norton... In memory of the great Sir Terry Wogan, always crack open the booze on song number 9. And our Suri is very honoured, and we're honoured to have her singing in the Terry Wogan spot.
Oh.
So, obviously, she can't drink until after the performance.
But then she'll be on it.
Although, I kind of want her to just crack one open halfway through the song.
I think it would go down well. But if, you know, she's done what we've said, then... she would have been drinking all day today.
Hair of the dog.
All nighter last night.
Celebrating her excellent performance last night in the dress. Went out, got hammered. Right, so what we're going to do, I'm telling you quickly because the Ukrainian postcard is playing, is we are going to, for rights reasons as ever, pause you, watch the song, and then we're going to try and deliver our thoughts in 90 seconds whilst the postcard for the next song plays.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of pressure because we love to...
gab on and on and on.
Yeah.
But Eurovision will stop us, as it's doing now. The Ukraine!
That is many things all in one.
It's got a lot going on, and I'm not quite sure if it all fits together. So you've got the vampire thing. You've got the backing dancers trapped in...
the Marcel mime artists.
Trapped in a glass box of emotion.
A piano that doesn't play, but he's given it a good old bash. Literally.
And then it sets on fire. I mean, first of all, I mean, he's, you know, the mic stand and the piano on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be lucky if he comes away with this without Neil Poir.
Yeah. But compare it to Engelbert, who opened in 2012. It's a completely... It came out with a bang. It was a solid performance.
Solid opener, yeah. You can tell that they're picking the songs now rather than it being random. Yeah.
And you know, he did a good Mark Almond impression. So, right. Now we're going to move on to Spain.
Spain. And...
sorry that you're not going to win.
You're not going to win? Second song?
It's a tough break, but someone's got to take it.
Siento que bailo por primera vez.
Well, that was very sweet.
I think Portugal have done them a favour because they can say, well, we were never going to win, second.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to win.
It was a very sweet song. I thought he was going to propose at the end. It went all dark and everyone loved the hand-holding.
I know. It's like it's only a hand, you know, cheer when he sticks his tongue down a throat. It's only a hand-hold, people. Chill out.
God.
His voice broke two-thirds of the way through the song. So at least he hit puberty in time.
Which is lovely. Which is lovely. It was just a very sweet song. I loved Graham's acerbic comment at the end.
Now give it a month.
No
proposal, sorry.
No,
sorry, Jerry.
I know, I'm gutted. That would have been really nice. But now let's watch Slovenia.
Hashtag fake corpse. Ne vrijeni vse, kar ponujeno ti je, mi si naglasi robaj. Ta skrivnost je v tem, ne prodaj se vsem, to je najbolj pase in hvala ne.
Very glad that she took on our feedback.
Yep, that's much better than a fake corpse.
Yep.
So she, instead of the music cutting out, and she's like, oh, wait, where's the music gone? She called, stop the music! And then it stopped, and then she beckoned the audience to sing with her.
They did do a lovely shot of somebody in the audience going, what?
What?
It's like, where were you at the semi?
Come
Haven't
on, catch
seen
up.
It was, yeah, she's, and she walks downstairs fabulously.
She doesn't need a top knot.
Does not need a top knot to help her down the stairs.
I love the choreo in this number.
Yeah.
Yeah, the five of them are really great. Lots of great pictures, lots of arms.
Yeah. I actually,
doing fun things.
It's a fun song.
Yeah.
It is a fun, oh my God.
Sorry, we muted the last 20 seconds because we've seen it before and it's just the bit where they all faint at the end.
They all die at the end.
They're doing this for us. They know our love of the Ukraine fainting.
Yeah.
So they've chucked us in for they really want to win our vote. And do you know what? They might do because it was only the fake corpse that I didn't like.
And they took that out.
They took it out.
Well done. I like that. That was a good old smasher of a Eurovision song.
Well done, Slav.
And she did it well. She sang it well. I'm a fan of that. Well done.
There was something else I was going to say, but it's gone.
I mean, who cares now? It's done. They've done it.
They've done it.
They can't do any more.
They did well. And now we've got Lithuania.
Ugh. These are the reasons I want you to know. Oh, you make this place feel like home. These are the reasons I can't let you go. Oh, let's sing the song that we wrote when we're out. Oh, oh, oh. That just makes me want to vomit down my front. It's all like...
We're not fans.
No.
She can't sing. She can sing. She chooses not to.
She didn't.
She chooses to do that weird noise.
That weird thing that she thinks sounds cute.
It's not cute. It's fucking annoying.
You know, she's trying to channel some young Vanessa Paradis, but...
Don't.
Jola Taxi, that ain't.
No.
That is just... And also... At the end, she goes to the bridge, and because it's all about when we grow old together and I want to grow old with you, and her actual boyfriend, fiance, whatever he is, comes up to the bridge, and she did it in the semi-final. She just did it then. She has a little cry. It's like, we've already seen that.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
It's not true emotion. It's fake.
Yeah. It's just so, it feels really cynical. It feels really like, oh, let's get some beautiful, quiet... Mousy girl
with a dress that doesn't fit,
swamps
and some holograms of Indian women and old people dancing,
and some kids, and that'll get everyone on side. It's just like, oh, look, when we grow up, oh,
yeah, God. I'm old already, love.
You know, where's the aged 50 years in that song? And where, you know, what's the actual reality of growing old? Incontinence pants. Incontinence pants.
Show us that.
Forgetting why you walked into a room, making noises when you sit down. It's not meeting someone on a bridge and crying. Well, it might be if you've forgotten why you went to the bridge and you don't know who it is meeting you on the bridge.
Oh.
Yeah, not. I don't know if you can gather this, but I'm not.
We're not voting for this one.
No. Right, let's see Caesar and Austria. So he's very easy on the eye.
Very. Lovely singer.
Solid performance, lovely voice. I could smother him in treacle. and he's got a little, like the top is a little hint of...
Like a bit of PVC.
Yeah, soupçon of PVC to appeal to the gaze.
Yeah, just a touch of PVC. A hint of a ball gag.
But it is, it's a bit of a, like, it's a very solid performance. I think he would be a wonderful pop star. I sound like my mum. What? Wonderful pop star.
It's just not the best song.
It's just a bit, it's, all right. It's just a bit kind of like songs that are out, you know, like Craig David and all that kind of stuff that's out. He did a lovely gallop around the front of the stage.
Always a galloper. Yeah. Which is surprising because he obviously skips leg day.
He does skip leg day. Lovely upper body strength. He could do plenty of pull-ups. But I don't know what his squatting and deadlifting will be like.
Weak.
You know, so it's always something to think about. Don't skip leg day.
No. Also, if you haven't seen the performance yet, I just want to point out that at the very top of the performance, I feel like he's standing on top of where Han Solo was frozen in carbonite.
Yes.
Literally stolen some Star Wars set.
Yeah.
What a coup.
You know, get the sci-fi nerds on.
Absolutely.
And when I say sci-fi nerds, I mean us.
So you've got the sci-fi nerds, you've got the gays with your PVC.
You've got everything. That's very clever. Yeah. And they haven't alienated health and safety bods.
No, very safe performance.
Yeah, well done. Okay. Well done.
Good luck to you.
Yes.
I mean, she's got some pipes.
She's got some pipes on her. I feel like she... the skirt is amazing, the whole LED skirt thing. But I do... I'm enjoying the mental image that she's just in some, like, old grey pants underneath it.
With a guy just, projecting from underneath the skirt.
That she's just stood on a little IKEA step. And then just in her old pants.
Maybe she's sat.
She could be just sat down. But, yeah, it's. I mean, I think the song will do quite well. She's got a lovely voice.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
And that seems to be winning nowadays, and she's, the song that's different.
And she's got lovely teeth.
Amazing teeth.
Yeah.
Also, for those of you who are interested, because we spoke about this in the semi-episode, we checked the final note. It's actually higher than the Christina E's F.
Yeah.
So...
In your face, Sarah Brightman.
Right, oh my god, it's Norway, it's Norway, it's Norway, it's Norway. It's violin time. Step one, believe in it and sing it all day long. Step two, just roll with it. That's how you're out of soul. Come on. Ready? Sing. I mean, if Cliff Richard has taught us anything, it's don't go back to Eurovision.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's quite catchy, but it's very bad advice.
Yeah. How do you write a song? Step one,
believe in it.
Believe in it and sing it all day long.
Step two, roll with it.
That's how you write a song.
It's not really. There's lots of sort of intricate things you need to think about, chord progressions.
Yeah.
You don't want to plagiarise someone else. You know,
you've got to think about your lyrics. You don't want to say the same words over and over again. Well, unless, of course, you're scouting for girls.
But, yeah, he's very cute, I think. We like it because of the nostalgia.
Yeah. I think on the semi, I was so excited to see him and his violin. I was just like, But actually, seeing it a second time. And also, I think it's a slightly weaker performance for him.
It was much better in the semi.
Such a child. It was good. It was okay. I don't think it's going to win. Sorry, Alex.
No.
Take the lessons from Cliff.
Yeah. Wear a leather jerkin next time.
Because that did him so much
good. But you know what? In about 3 years' time, he's going to write a banger of a song, because that's what happened to Cliff. He wrote Devil Woman 3 years after.
We're obsessed with Devil Woman.
It's an amazing song. We could do a whole podcast about that song. I don't know what we'd say, but I'd give it a damn good try.
All right, well, I'll do it. I'm wired for sound.
Right, Portugal.
It's home nation time.
That was boring.
It was really dull. And it just felt a bit like, well, we'll just do exactly what we did last year.
Yeah, but with pink hair. We'll just have a little cry.
Yeah, what's with all the crying?
Everyone's crying. Now, look, if you're feeling emotional, if you want to express your feelings, I'm all aboard.
Hey!
But I'm all for that. But, like, oh, God.
Do it in English so we can understand.
But just... Yeah, it was just really, but I'm sure it'd be really nice if you're sort of, you know, in your house, you've put your candles on, you've put your Jo Malone candle on.
Yeah, it's like a break from Enya.
Yeah. And you're just having a little, you know, you're just having a little quiet time, little time to yourself. Might be quite nice, but not in Eurovision.
Not in Eurovision.
And who was the other woman?
Oh my
god!
Yes, so when the second one popped out, we both literally at the same time were like, "Oh, lesbians!"
Yeah, getting the.
But what, she didn't do anything. She just sort of
sang a couple of notes,
some very low harmonies.
Wore some wonderful boots.
Oh yes, good boots.
Lovely haircut.
Yep.
And then.
Was ultimately superfluous.
Yeah, and they didn't even focus on her. I have no idea what's going on. Now
Spice Girls have got sailors and
they're
glitzy
selling
dresses.
Are they selling DVDs and okay, of course they are. They're doing their merch sales.
Fair enough. They've got to pay for the contest somehow. Yeah. And I'm guessing based on that performance, they can't afford to host it a second time.
Well, yeah. They don't want it back next year. They've had a lovely time. The tourism's gone through the roof. It will probably still be.
Buoyant next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Because people are watching this thinking, oh, Portugal looks quite nice. I don't have to go to San Francisco or Rio de Janeiro. It's right there.
I'll go there.
Easy jet.
But, yeah.
That's not a winning song.
No.
Right.
Oh, my God, it's us next, isn't it?
Oh, my God, we're next. Oh, and it's song number 9. Should we get some fizz or something?
Let's get some fizz.
We've got some gin and slim, and we're ready for Suri.
So, here's to you, Tezza.
So, Terry. Oh, my God.
So, first of all, she smashed it. But we're in a little bit of a state of shock because there was a stage invasion.
And they stole the mic.
They stole the mic and she like, oh my God, she was just assaulted on stage. She was really shaken up by
she
it.
She was tearful. Suri, you are my hero. I'm a bit emotional. Yeah. You're my hero.
That was just, oh my God. That was shocking.
Yeah. And Graham was like, oh, I don't know what they'll do now. It sort of was like, for a couple of seconds, it was like, well, they'll have to, will they restart? And she just got
she
a new
mic.
Got
the mic
and she
back,
fucking went for it.
And then, but the thing is, as well, everyone was completely behind her before that you could hear them all.
They were singing along
to the song.
Everyone in the stadium was singing
it
along
was
to the
so
song. There was this point when everyone was singing along and she was doing so well. I can't remember, Jerry said something along the lines of, oh, you never know. I just touched her knee. I was just like, we can't dare to hope.
Don't.
But you know what? After that, we must dare to hope.
Yeah. I mean, the thing, I'd feel like I did, and I know, like, it's because we've been doing this podcast this year, and we've been talking about the last time we won and blah, 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 blah. But it fit that song and the whole feeling of it with what's happening in the world and everything. It feels like 97. Maybe it's because I want to be 17 again. Oh my God, she is a true professional.
Absolutely. And it's a great song. It's obviously loved by the audience in the stadium.
Yeah.
And Graham thinks it did well on the jury votes last night.
Yeah.
And the only concern really was, you know, would it have, you know, public support for the televoting? I mean, after that, how can it not?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Suri should win because of the stage invasion, but it's, you know,
yeah, but
take all the help you can get.
She could have fucked it up. Yeah.
And she didn't. That's the point.
Yeah.
She wouldn't get votes if she had dropped the ball, but yeah.
She kept it together.
Tell you what, gang, we didn't think shit like this was going to go off.
No. Here are we being all, you know, complacent.
I almost went on Twitter and being like, oh, I mean, what's the spoiler alert? We've seen all the performances already.
Yeah. But Jesus, that was shocking. And I don't even know what he was shouting about, to be honest. But kudos to them in the stadium for getting him off. I mean, should have probably stopped him going on stage. But kudos for that. Because when I first saw it, I thought,
she's got backing dancers coming on.
She's got new backing dancers. And then he just... But oh my God, to have that happen to you. And then she got the crowd going again. Like, she got the mic back. She started singing. And you wouldn't have known, really. She was... You could see that she was shaken, but...
Do you know, whatever happens... And I know we've been banging on about getting Suri on the show. She's a very busy lady. But if we can get her on for our last episode... Of this, I just want to give her a big hug.
Yeah.
And say, well done.
Yeah, that was, much respect for Suri. I mean, I had it anyway, but.
Right. Do you know, when it started, I was like, well, you know, we won't really have very much to say about this one. We'll just say, yeah, we love it and move on.
But actually do genuinely love it. And it was quite emotional watching it anyway, because we're Eurovision nuts. And so it's just a wonderful song. It's a wonderful performance. And then for that shit to go down, oh my God, it's quite...
But and to recover so well from it.
Yeah, because if that was me, what I was thinking, if that was me, I would probably have sworn.
Shit!
Who the fuck are you?
Fuck it out.
She classy, yeah. Classy.
I tell you what, Slovenia... That's what it's like when it actually goes wrong.
Yeah,
None of your fake corpsing / saving it.
Yeah,
not that they did that tonight, but
no.
I've obviously not gotten over
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, you will eventually.
One day.
But well done. Well done, Suri.
Well done, Suri. Right, I don't even know who's next. We'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah.
No. Oh, it was Serbia, by the way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Just, it's all, I mean, they were doing some lovely yoga backbends.
It's like a cult. It was, so it starts off like a cultural song, not a very good one.
With an old man playing a recorder and some man playing drums.
Suspiciously like Rolf Harris.
Rolf Harris playing the recorder.
And then out of nowhere, this really incongruous gay disco beat kicks in.
And some strobe. Some strobe lights.
And the disco beat really exposes that he's not playing the drums because he's not in time with the disco beat.
He's not in time. And it just looked like a really dodgy kind of musical. Like they'd done Game of Thrones the musical in some like
the Finborough or something.
Some like above the pub theatre. And there's just a guy there it's his swan song. He's been out of the game, he's cut, I'll do some fringe theatre. Come back into it. And you know, he's doing this thing. It's all very serious. There was a lot of lunging and arm shield or whatever you would call it.
But the problem with taking it very seriously is that you've got to be good.
Mm. And alas, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't good. Why couldn't he have invaded the stage for
them? Quite shaken about that, you know. I mean, I wasn't paying that much attention to poor Serbia, bless them, with their awful song. Yeah. Thank God we had this gin, I tell you.
I know.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry, for the gin.
He knew.
Oh, God.
Right,
anyway.
Germany.
I was born from one love of two hearts. We were three kids and a loving mom. You made this place a home, a shelter from the storm. You said I had one love and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far, but you will never know, 'cause you let me walk this road alone.
So it was another Woe Is Me crying song. But the best of those that we've had.
Yeah. Some people are...
In the audience are crying. They're really feeling it.
Bawling their eyes out.
We're still shook about Suri. That's why we didn't feel it.
He's the German Ed Sheeran.
Very, very Ed Sheeran. But I think, I mean, I've never heard of him and I don't know much about German pop music, but he's very professional.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's got good mic technique.
Very good mic technique.
I think he might be like, a real...
Yeah, real person.
I think he might actually exist.
Yeah. A real
No, like,
music,
you know, have pop. Like hit records.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
He's got that stage
he's
presence.
He's got that vibe about
joie de vivre.
And also like... Zero fucks given, like, but in a good way.
Yeah. Just like, this is what I do.
Yeah, I do this, totes profesh. This is what I'm about. So listen to my song.
Bitch.
It was, it's quite a nice song. Like, I'd probably listen to it as a song.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's strong enough to win the whole contest, but it was nice. It was pleasant.
Yeah,
I liked that.
Well done, Germany.
Thanks.
Well done.
Next up, L'Albanie.
Oh, I can't wait. Voice is insane.
It's amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah, it's like effortless. It's like he just opens his mouth and this amazing rock falsetto comes out.
Like you, because it doesn't even look like he's anchoring.
Yeah.
Like he's not even, technical term, sort of like using his body muscles to push the sound out.
It's just opening
just
his mouth
out.
And out it comes.
It's amazing.
It's a
lovely song. It's really catchy. I really respect it and enjoy a Eurovision song when they're like, no, fuck you. We're not singing in English. We're going to sing in Albanian.
Yeah.
It's a good song and we don't need to translate it. And yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, I like them.
That's a dark horse.
And
top five, I reckon.
And he
looked
a little bit like our director from Panto,
Reese
Thomas.
The man that brought us together. The man that cast us both in Cinderella and the Glass Slipper, which is how we met.
And who knew? Who knew that he was going to do Eurovision for Albania?
I mean, if we knew, we'd have had him on the show.
Right.
It's La France.
Je
Well, they padded the end out, didn't they?
We had a little bit of Sonia, a little bit of loop in the chorus.
And they were doing some weird kind of hand thing, but it was no Radio Gaga.
No.
I mean, they were joining in.
Brilliant crowd.
Now, we love French pop and French... there's just something about it that I love.
And I love French rap as well.
And I want to be a glimmerous... I would like to be a glimmerous French lady. Which I am not, but no. I would like to be. So for that, thumbs up.
I mean, we liked it. We liked French pop.
Yeah.
We liked that. It was very cool.
Yeah.
It was very chic.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sure it's enough. It had enough pizzazz.
Yeah.
To win the Eurovision Song Contest.
But
it was lovely.
Yeah, she looked great. She sounded great.
Yeah. It was very French. It was just effortlessly cool.
Yeah. Bitch.
But. With effortless cool comes a sense of, well, I'm not even trying.
Yeah.
And I think to win Eurovision, you need to
try or look like you're trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah.
Right. It's time for the Czech Republic. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, oh baby, lean up on my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body, numb me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always look. So come and give it a minute. So, I mean, it's like Olly Murs, Justin Timberlake, Justin Timberlake. Ed Sheeran, if you sort of mix them all together and put them in a backflip.
Yeah.
Although it was actually a somersault, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was okay. I just...
It's very... it has got a good hook to it.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad. It's a good song. He's fine. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just, there's something that doesn't connect. It's not quite...
And he did some flossing in it, which is
I really like the flossing.
Yeah, which is the latest fad that all the ute are doing.
I will be popping that into Panto in Tewkesbury.
But
so if you want to come and see me floss.
The people that like the flossing.
The floss.
Are they going to be watching Eurovision? I don't know if they are.
Maybe on the continent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was all right.
It was fine. It was fine. And I can see the merit of it. And it was pleasant. I don't know what it is, but I can't put my finger on exactly what it is, but something about it just didn't quite gel.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was him.
But he did put the backflip in.
He did.
Or the somersault
and
thing.
Yeah,
and he had injured himself in one of the rehearsals doing that. So well done for saving yourself and landing it in the final. That was impressive. So well done. It was a good, solid performance for the final. So, you know.
Yeah. And now it's time for Denmark.
I'm so excited.
Look down. Look down. To vote for Denmark, text 24601.
I mean, it was General Zod.
General Zod from Superman 2 plays Jean Valjean.
It was, but I love, you put a military drum in something and I am all over it. And then they manly stomped towards the front. I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah, and then they ordered us to stomp with them.
Yeah, and I would have done anything. Yeah, sort of Scandi type with a beard all over it.
Hello.
But, yeah, totes ripping off Les Mis with the big flag wave at the end.
So the walk is very Les Mis. He's very Les Mis. It's very looked down. And then, just in case you hadn't picked up on the Bubel and Schoenbergness of it, let's wave a massive flag at the back.
Massive flag, but it did snow. It snowed.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was a fun... I liked it. I don't think it will win.
No.
But it's fun.
You need fun. It's a show as well, of course, and you need some fun stuff to pad it out that might not necessarily win. And
I think they'd be great for a night out. You'd go out for a lovely, lovely meal with meat. I mean, I wouldn't eat the meat, but...
Mutton.
What are you saying? But yeah, I'd sink a few bevvies with those guys. Have a lovely time.
Oh, hashtag 3-day hangover. Speaking of which,
yes,
Australia.
Oh. Love that.
Just full of joy.
I want to be her best friend, or one of her best friends.
She'd be amazing on a night out.
Yes. little crack in the middle of that, so we think she has been on a night out.
We do think that she may have had a fun week and lost a little bit of vocal stamina.
Yeah, wonderful. She's just having a lovely time.
Yeah, I just love her zero fucks given attitude. She's just, I'm going to belt my tits off, yeah, we're gonna dance around like a loon and sing a lovely song really well.
Yeah.
It was a good lot for her.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of fun. I like it. I would be up there dancing with her.
Yeah. If we're being hypercritical, she ran out of breath. Yeah. So then she did the thing that you do if it's a concert rather than a song contest, and go, sorry, sing with me.
Yeah.
Can't really do it Eurovision. From that point onwards, there were some tuning issues. But in a way, I just don't care.
No, I would, I could listen to that again.
You may have to.
Let's see what happens. I thought she smashed it. You know, maybe she just did really well in the jury one yesterday and went out and
did what we thought Siri had done.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe.
Maybe they went out together. Well, I like to think of that.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Girls on the town.
Yeah. But they don't go out with Estonia, though. Because she'll be like, you know... Oh, no.
Sorry, I've got my voice.
Yeah, I can't, but I have to warm up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, wake Suri up.
Yeah.
So we're in a green room session now with the Portuguese Spice Girls.
Yeah, just going around chatting to Austria. She's got very close to him,
isn't she? She's like a bit of Caesar.
Yeah. Well, don't blame her, if I'm honest.
She's touching the BBC!
Wow.
And now she's touching his arm.
That's a classic. Do you know, while this is on, I mean, they're probably doing the song in a minute, but I'll just say this. When I met my husband, he wasn't my husband at the time because that would have been weird, but we met and we sort of went out with groups of friends and stuff, and I said to him, I can't remember what we were talking about, but I remember saying to him stuff like, you always know when someone likes you because they touch their neck or they flick their hair about or they'll touch you on the knee and all this kind of stuff. And we'd had this conversation, and anyway, then like about a week later we went out and apparently I did all this stuff. And he was like, okay.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm in there. So, and he was.
Now you're married.
Yeah, now we're married. So
it's good that you give him advance warning of your signals.
This is what they will be. Read them.
Yeah.
And he did.
I will give you no vocal cues. Oh, what's happening now? Finland is happening now. Let's see if she brings it down a bit.
She learnt from
the semi.
From the semi-final. She was very excited and a bit nervous.
And just sort of made some mistakes. So she oversang again. And then she did things like she went off script and she'd be like, yeah, come on, everybody. But then she'd have to sing quite a tricky phrase immediately afterwards. And she'd used all her breath shouting at the crowd.
But I did love, I love the song, actually. And I love the staging.
Yeah, it's really well staged. And do you know, it is a good song. And It could be better. She could make improvement because she's better than that performance.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was good. It's not like she did a bad.
No.
I think it could do really well.
I think we're being
nitpicky. I think it could do really well. She did do well.
We liked it's a great the song. The Star Destroyer the Star Destroyer stuff
in a sex club. Yeah, so her backing singers look like they work at the Star Destroyer in Star Wars, but it's sort of like there's like sex pimped up.
It's like the night out
with leather and tassels.
Or maybe it's like the sort of the club on board in the start. So they're still. They still got the uniform, but it's slightly sexed up. That's such a niche. I love it. Anyway.
Right, so that got out of hand.
Escalated very quickly.
Yeah, so sorry, Sarah, we were nitpicky. And it's only because we wanted you to be perfect.
Yeah.
And you were like 98%.
Yeah.
Well done.
Let's crack on with some Bulgaria.
Yeah. So I love beyond the walls, goes deep inside your soul. I love beyond the walls. Okay, so I like two things.
Yep.
She looks like she's from Gallifrey.
Yep.
And they do the Dallas three-way split screen.
Yes.
That's it. I don't like anything
else. No. And like we said before, they make such a huge deal about her being in it. And she doesn't join in till like the second minute, if not the third.
If not the third minute.
For the last minute of the song.
It's a group effort. Like, they're all involved. It's like when it's like, oh, Paul McCartney and Wings. No, it's a band called Wings.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney happens to... It's not Paul McCartney and the Beatles, is it?
No. That's a
sore... Sorry, where did that come from?
That's a sore point. There's something a little bit fake about this, and I can't put... But just everything about the way that I'm colouring it with how they reacted to getting through and all. I don't know, there's just something weird
about
it.
They take themselves really seriously. Like, they're really...
But now
like...
that looks like Superman 2, the end of the song. Oh, it does!
There's lots of Superman 2 shit going on.
There's lots of Superman 2 stuff going on.
It's the best Superman.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
Although I do have a soft spot for 4, just for the robot.
Do you know, it's a super... I've never seen 4.
Oh, my God.
As someone who... Are you the robot? Do you mean Superman 3?
Oh, Superman 3.
Where she turns into a robot.
Oh, and Superman 4 is where... Superman 3 is where she's the robot, and that used to scare the shit out of me when I was growing up. But so they hate those ones so much so that they only... I've got a box set of 1 and 2, but they didn't do 3 and 4 in the box set because they're like, oh, people don't want that.
Oh, I mean, people like 3.
Well, let's watch...
I mean, it's away from the canon because Margot Kidd is barely in it.
We should watch 4 then.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, let's do that. Anyway, we digress.
We didn't like that, and now it's Moldova.
Well, what I would quite like to see what was going on
behind.
Yeah, behind. Like
must have been frantic.
Like a noises off thing. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, so definitely one of the guys, at least, was dressed as a woman for the first half of it and then had to do
the
mother
down.
Of all quick changes. Yeah. No. There was one where you had like three women.
She was in the right one, the main one, and then you had... middle, and then you had legs, so maybe it was just his legs. I don't know, but whatever it is, he had a quick change, and I want to see the footage of that.
Yes. But that probably means that the song wasn't good enough, if that's what we were thinking about.
It was a bit of fun, and it was clever. They did a clever little gimmicky thing, but, you know...
They didn't fix the tuning issues from the semi.
No.
And also, based on loving Moldova so much last year, I am a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, there's no... Moldova, the one... They were the legs. Yeah, saxophone and legs. I don't think there'll be many gifts being made of that. Whereas Saxophone Man...
All the gifts.
You just... If you type Eurovision in, that's what you get. You get that and you get the legs.
Yeah. Although we're really hoping to get our Ukraine fating... Estonia fainting gift to Trent.
Yeah. Well, you know, look it up. It's brilliant.
Well, now, from the ridiculous to sublime, it's Sweden!
Dance you off! Just wanna dance you off. So don't you dare wait up. Cause I just wanna feel the mood. Go with anyone but you. Well done, Sweden.
Kings of Eurovision.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fun song and I liked whoever was designing that.
Oh, it's like watching a music video.
Yeah, genius.
It was amazing. It was really well produced, staged, filmed. The music production, it sounds great. He sounds great. He's a good singer. Yeah. I mean, if you want to be nitpicky, he's not the world's best dancer. But I actually find that quite endearing. He's a bit smarmy on the camera.
There was
camera.
Just some little sexy in inverted commas bits that made me go, oh. But he was cute and he was endearing. And it's just, I think whoever put him in those trousers, they're not sexy trousers.
No, he's not got the legs for them.
No. You know, he's too heavy of thigh. He doesn't skip legs day.
No.
Perhaps Austria should take note.
Yes.
But anyway.
But these are teeny tiny little nitpicks.
Yeah, it was a fun song and...
really well done.
Yeah, I have strong feelings for Sweden in all that they do, so... Yeah.
It's like they've taken last year's song and been like, let's do a better version of that, and they have.
Well done. Yeah, I like that.
Thanks, Sweden. Now it's time to rock out
with Hungary. Michael's doing the fingers.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're fake rock.
Frock.
Because I think they're a bunch of music students that have put together a rock. They're just too clean cut. Yeah. You know, the guitar stuff and is very reminiscent of Iron Maiden or Alice Cooper. And, you know, but it, like you said before, they've got a key change in it. He's got the Sandy Shores going on.
It's a very Eurovision song. I know he's screaming and it feels ostensibly like, oh, this is something so different. It's not.
It's not.
A standard Eurovision song with a key change on the last chorus.
And they haven't, it just looked like somebody had said, oh, if you're going to do rock, you need to grow your hair. And he's gone, oh, well, I'll grow it a bit.
Yeah, but I've still got to be available for other work. I'm on pencil for this thing. So
can I just?
I'll just grow the fringe a bit.
Yeah, and so that I can headbang. But yeah, I mean, I'd be.
I think there's a chance that this might win by virtue of being different.
Yeah.
In inverted commas, I'm doing the fingers, and I will be disappointed if it does.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It ain't no Lordy.
No. It's not even got the gimmick of... They did a fake crowd surf, but, you know, who cares?
We had a real stage invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat my cheese.
Right. I'm so excited because it's time for Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. Oh, God.
I'm actually more excited about the backing dancers than this. Anyway.
Is Israel. I'm not your toy.
That was good.
Yeah.
She really stepped it up from the semi. It's a much better vocal from her. I mean, Ellen DeGeneres, I'm in love with her.
She is amazing. I just wanted to see more. I was saying, I wanted to go back to go back to her.
Yeah.
I want to see more of the backing dancers. But and we're just unsure of what she's... Is she saying mother plucking? Mother funking.
Whatever it is, obviously it's not going to be the F-bomb because they wouldn't have allowed it. But whatever it is not different enough. So it does just sound like she's saying motherfucking.
Yeah. And the other thing is maybe she doesn't know what she's saying in that... Do you know what I mean? Like she's...
They speak English in Israel.
Yeah, but do they swear? They're really religious. But whatever. I mean, it could be plucking because they've done the chicken thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, for me, this song was out of contention based on the semi-finals. I was thinking, you know, top five, but I don't think she's going to win anymore. But I think, actually, they're back in contention.
But I think what scuppered it for them, though, is being called the favourites very early on.
Yeah.
Because I think people will get complacent with it for voting.
But now all week it's all been Cyprus.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It could work against Cyprus.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I thought that was a great performance. They brang it. I hope it does well. It was fun.
Yeah.
Swearing aside.
Yeah, because we hate swearing.
Oh, God, can't abide it.
Right.
Right, it's time for Netherlands via Nashville.
These are my people. Now, I'm slightly biased for I have...
Dutch blood.
I have Dutch blood. But I really like that. But they always do, like, solid performances. Like, last year, it was really solid. It was fun. They're always really good musically.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if it will be the zeitgeist of the year. But I am loving all the crumping. It's like a country song, and then they've just got guys crumping all over it.
It's a lot of fun. So I feel like the last few years, the Netherlands have been heavily influenced by country music. They've had like touches of country, and this is the year that they've gone full out, and they're like, do you know what? We love country music.
Yeah, sod you, other people.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun, but I don't know that it will win.
No, I don't. I don't think it will win. But yeah, I like it.
Well done for taking that jacket off Mel B.
Yes, yes. That's my only reservation about the whole thing, was the jacket.
You bastard!
Right, I'm excited because this is Ireland.
Ireland.
And I am gay dancing. Well, that was charming.
Take that, China.
In your face. It was a very charming song.
Yeah, it's sweet. And then, you know, if the song wasn't sweet enough, we've, you know, got a couple of gays contemporary dancing in the snow.
Which was just ticking all the boxes.
Yeah.
They did the contemporary dance ice skating backwards.
Hello.
It was great. I really like that.
It's a really lovely one. And it makes you go, oh, but I don't think it's a winner.
No. And, you know, I'm still trying to forgive him at the flag bit for doing guns, finger guns.
Oh, Ryan.
But, yeah, it was a cute song. I like it. And I actually think that song would do really well in the wider world.
In the pop charts.
Yeah.
In the top 40.
In the hit parade.
And I hope it does.
Yes.
I said it before, apparently there's a very cute music video that goes with it. Still not seen it. but check it out.
Yeah.
However, it's time for La Sheep.
Cyprus. That has all the hallmarks of a
winner.
Yeah. It's
and amazing hairography.
Amazing hairography. I was just looking at the catsuit and going, I would love that. That's like catsuit goals.
I'll get you that for Christmas, babe.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I wouldn't look like that. I'd look like, you know that woman that does the Instagram pictures of the, she does the celebrity Instagram pictures?
Oh, yeah.
It would be like that. I would look like that in that catsuit. But yeah, I did enjoy that.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was well performed.
Yeah.
The choreography is great. The singing was great. It's a fun song.
It's in a good position in the...
Yeah.
The list.
Catch the people that turn on just for the voting.
Yeah. but yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
That was a really... Or that's like calling something nice, isn't it? It was good.
No.
But no, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I did. It's a real contender.
Yeah.
It's a real contender.
It really is.
I mean, well, we've got one more song, and then after that, we'll talk about who we think.
Yeah.
It's Italy. So this is really hard hitting political song about terrorism, yeah? Like, because we like really want to make a point.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna finish the song by singing
Just Like a Bubble. So throughout that song, so they're talking about the terrorist attacks in France and London and everywhere else in the
Barcelona.
World. Everywhere. And they had sort of little snippets of the lyrics up in different languages. And, yeah, the last lyric that they showed was Just Like a Bubble. But that probably isn't what they were singing. That's like the Google Translate version of it, I should imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't very musically interesting. It wasn't very well sung. I feel like it was bordering on disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, kind of using these attacks to win Eurovision?
Yeah.
I'm sure they would say, no, we were using the opportunity of singing in front of a billion people to make a point.
Yeah.
And actually, we don't care about winning.
But they do care about winning.
Everybody cares about winning.
Yeah, just, it's not like, so when I was at Eurovision, I haven't mentioned it for a few weeks. Like I was saying before in the other episode, when they had the grey people and they had that... dance that the Interval Entertainment was about the refugee crisis, and that was really powerful because it was just the sort of half-time entertainment, if you will.
Yes.
But it wasn't point scoring. They were just doing it and they were using the fact that millions of people were watching to make that point, whereas this is like your... Yeah, I don't know. And I'm sure, like, it's a worthy song and, you know, and I don't think they're being disingenuous with it. I just feel...
It was misadvised.
Yeah, I feel like somebody's gone, oh, because there must have been a meeting in a room going, oh, that'd be a good idea. Not just like, I feel so strongly about this, I want to sing about it.
Yeah, screw the consequences, we're doing it.
Yeah.
It must have been a conscious decision.
Yeah. It's just and to be fair, they didn't, like, one of them didn't sing it very well. He was screaming his nuts off, but not
for me, I'm afraid.
Yeah, although, you know, I'd like to go to Italy, so if you want to vote for them, do.
Yeah.
So if they win, I don't think they deserve to win, but I would suck it up and I'd be there next year.
Me too. I deal with it.
Yeah.
I'd go to Lake Garda if I had to.
If I had to.
Right, I've had a fun idea. They're just about to do the roundup.
Yeah.
I don't think it will infringe any copyright laws because you don't hear enough of the song and it's also in the background.
Okay.
So should we play that?
Yeah.
And then we can give like a two-word sum up of our opinions on that song as they pop up.
Yes, let's do that.
Right. Mute off mute. Play. Ukraine. Weird vampire shit.
Weird vampire fiery.
Lack of health and safety.
Lack of health and safety. and then Spain. Just
a bit dull.
Dull. Dull and no proposition at the end. Because I don't think they're a real couple. Slovenia, well done for taking on our notes.
Good choreography.
Yeah.
She's loving life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that'll do well, actually.
Oh, awful. Lithuania, just get out of my face. Just no. Austria.
César.
Yep.
It's growing on me, you know.
Yeah. It's a growing catchy tune. It's a catchy tune.
Could do well.
Yeah. He could do well, I'm telling you. Estonia.
Selfish singer.
Selfish singer. but amazing pipes and teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, Norway.
Fun, but not as good as his last effort.
Don't go back. You can't go back.
Just write a song for Linda Martin, like Johnny Logan.
Portugal, I'm sorry. You've done a wonderful job with the competition, but not with your entry.
No. I mean, I'm assuming you can't afford to do it again.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah. Yes, Suri.
Oh.
She did an... Yeah.
I actually don't have words. I've not said anything. I don't have words. I'm tearing up.
She's all right, though, guys. She's all right. She's got
smiling.
A team around her.
She's smiling.
Serbia. Dodgy musical.
Cultural song with a gay disco beat. I mean, it's not going to win.
God, what if it does?
Oh, my God. I'm not going to Serbia.
Germany.
At principle. Germany, Cheeran. This could do well, you know.
Yeah. God, he's so young. Didn't realise how young he was. Bastard. He looks older on stage.
Oh, amazing voice from Albania.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go to Albania, I don't think. France.
Cool, but not winning.
No. Czech Republic. He just annoys me.
I think it might just be because he's young.
Yeah. Yes.
And good looking.
I've got to
and
that
performing
age.
At Eurovision all at the same time.
Yes.
Danish Jean.
I have got a soft spot for this.
I haven't.
I know. I don't think the songs are just there's just something about a bearded man. Australia, yes.
Always
loving
a contender.
It. Yes.
And this is great.
She's like the friendlier version of Cyprus.
Yeah.
I think Cyprus. You know.
Yeah, Cyprus is unapproachable, whereas this is your mate.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel about the song. I love the song. I don't think she did the best.
No, I mean, even there, she's a bit pitchy.
No.
No,
Bulgarian,
we don't like
no.
this. I think it's going to do well, though, you know.
Yeah, I think
it's
going to
really piss me off.
Yeah. If you thought we were angry before, just wait.
If somebody gives Bulgaria like 8 points and Suri nothing, I'm going to flip out.
Yeah, and boycott them.
Moldova, tuning. I mean, everyone's like, oh my God, this is so much fun. And I feel like a killjoy, but I didn't find it fun.
It's all right. It's not. I mean, I could have more fun doing something else. Sweden, yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Sweden.
he's so creepy.
The little noddy head. He's got a big jaw, isn't he?
Yeah. Enormous chin. Frock from Hungary. Again, I think this has potential through being different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Israel's good.
Yeah, Israel pulled it out of the bag tonight.
Yeah. And their fans have pulled it out of the bag. There's some cracking dancing going on there.
Netherlands.
Country crumping is what is how I would describe them.
Oh, lovely sweet song.
Oh.
This has grown on me as well, you know. It's a bit like the César one. It doesn't hit you between the eyes,
but then when
like
you hear
Israel
it,
and Cyprus, but then on a second hearing,
you're
like, oh, I like this.
You feel a bit warm and fuzzy. Yeah.
I might pick up the phone for that.
I mean, we're not saying anything.
We're not
about
saying
her.
Anything. We're just watching it again, which I think means we enjoy it.
The cat suit, is wonderful.
Yeah, was not won over by Italy, I'm afraid.
Let's take a moment.
Regroup.
Take a moment. I'm going to go and powder my nose.
Put the kettle on.
And then, yeah, I'm going to go and powder my nose, put the kettle on, and then regroup. See you in a sec. Right. So
it's voting time.
It's voting time. It's scoring time. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch this and we're going to share our thoughts on the different countries voting, but we're going to do a little abridged version for this episode.
Because we've been whittering away for over an hour already.
So, yeah, enjoy. Here we are.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Buckle in, people, because there's like 42 countries
to get through. So we're going to be here forever. Ukraine.
Ukraine up.
Are voting. Oh, and they gave 12 points to France.
That's not too cool to win.
No.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I didn't think it was bad, but it was this good.
I know. He's quite cash. Just an open,
folded.
Open neck shirt. And 12 to Albania.
Albania. Oh, yeah, yeah, great voice.
Yeah. But these guys hate us, don't they?
What, Belarus? I wouldn't know.
I mean, like, all the ones so far.
Cyprus are in third at the moment. The votes are all over the place.
Yeah.
Ireland are off the mark. Go, Ireland.
Oh, they're getting it out of a gold envelope, San Marino.
Because that's what we want. Something to make it take longer. Who's 12 points for, love? Nothing for Albania there. It really is all over the place.
Wow. Funny. Wow, all the...
Ed Sheeran.
Second World War's forgotten.
Three countries with no points yet, and we're one of them. This makes me sad. Malta, come on, Malta. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not unhappy about it, but Ireland are picking up more points than I thought they would.
Yeah. Spain have got some.
Yay, so it's just us on nilpoint now.
Oh, Germany.
Oh, okay. Shut me up.
Here we are. Oh, doesn't she look nice? Oh.
Really?
Wow.
You surprise me, United Kingdom.
Cool. Is he going to do a rap? Don't be a twat.
We're off!
Yay!
We've got two points from Latvia. Thank you, Latvia.
Thanks, Latvia.
Oh, I just the thought of her having nilpoint. Sweden just got 12 points.
Austria
leading
up.
Out
That's
of nowhere.
Of us. I'd be happy going to Austria.
Ireland are doing well. They're creeping up the table. Ireland, come on now, Ireland.
Really? Wow.
Come on, Ireland.
What were you... How could you? Just can't believe
she's
we are
getting
not,
nothing. We're bottom of the table.
We've had two countries give 2 points each. It's just ridiculous. Belgium.
La Belgique. Come on, Belgium. You're the closest thing we've got to a neighbour. Disowned okay. Ireland.
So they all... They all hate us now.
Even Portugal has got more points than we have.
I know.
That wasn't even a song.
I know. This is the thing I find about the new voting thing, is it does, there is a massive anticlimax at the end. You got all this and you're like, oh, it's the race, and then it could just change.
Completely, yeah.
Just 21 more, guys.
Yeah,
21
not many,
more.
Not many.
National jury. I can't speak.
Oh, yeah, where's Norway? Oh, Alexander's not doing very well.
No, still doing better than us.
Where's Australia, actually? I've not noticed them. I've been so pissed off.
Yeah. Not noticed.
Right, well, France, we get a bucket full of votes from them.
They love us.
Oh, shit!
Oh. They gave us three. Well, they gave Thanks, us... France.
Thank you, France.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
Je suis désolé.
I mean, we're still joint bottom. Cyprus.
Israel.
Why did I say Cyprus? I panicked. She did it.
They got nothing. Cyprus gave them nothing. Yeah, some people just be like, well, it was all hair, wasn't it?
It was all hair and catsuit.
Italy gave us 6 points. Come on, Australia.
Australia.
Be a pal. Oh, wreck off, bouncer.
Fuck you.
Nothing.
If you want to see the real consequences of Brexit, we're not even getting points from Ireland or Australia. Germany snuck up there.
Oh.
The sneaky little bugger.
I'm finding that in my heart I'm rooting for Sweden.
Cyprus. Well, there's no Greece to vote for.
That's a strong hairline, or is it a hat?
Second place now for Sweden.
She loves Eurovision beyond the bone. Don't we all, Bulgaria? Don't we all?
Yeah, I would like her to get one douze poire.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 points for Suri. Thank you, Montenegro. Sticking with the Aryans. Oh, I've moved into belligerence.
The five stages of Eurovision.
So, Israel's back in third. Austria
yeah.
are still top. I mean, experts have decided that the Moldovan song was 10 times better
yeah.
than our song.
Yeah. I mean, I call bullshit. Yeah, I think they have to fight it out in jelly now.
I'll watch that. Oh! Israel have given us 8 points.
But now I've gone past what the song was like and I've gone to where do I want to go next. And Austria or Sweden are absolutely fine.
Yes. And I think there's a fair chance we're going to Cyprus next year. This is all over the place, gang.
All over
and it's
the
about
place.
To get even messier because the countries are done and we're moving on to the public vote.
Oh, Lord.
So what they do for the public vote is they add it, rather than going back over all the countries, they just add up all of the votes for, and then they, so, like, we'll be up first. We'll get, like, 1 point
yeah.
in total. And it goes on yeah. until someone gets, like, 200 points in total.
Yeah. Yes,
we're
yes,
ready.
We're more than ready.
Humiliators. I mean, it is exciting. I'm upset for Suri. But other than yeah. that, this is exciting.
Oh.
25 points. That's our lot, guys. So we're definitely not going to finish bottom.
Yeah.
Ireland. Ooh. Okay, 52 points for Ireland. Moves him into the top half of the table.
Well done.
Ooh. Oh, we're not going to Austria. Oh, don't drag it out. This is a really long process as it is.
Tell
I
you
mean,
what
who
you need
voted
to do?
For that?
People that like crying.
And holograms.
It's quite niche.
Good, because they yeah. weren't even in tune, so yeah. I'm glad that Moldova aren't going to win with their carry-on film of a performance. Ukraine is the seventh highest score. That moves them from bottom to top of the second half. That's the vampire one.
Oh, okay.
Germany. So Germany's not going to win. I just want to point out that that political Italy song that we hated,
yeah,
it's in the top five
yeah.
public voter scores,
yeah.
as is Jean Valjean.
Yeah.
Israel, Cyprus, and the Czech Republic flosser that we didn't like. Right, so Jean Valjean's come in with the fifth highest public score. Czech Republic. Oh, my God. Italy might win this.
They're doing a recap.
Oh, my God. Don't do it. Recaps are irrelevant in this system. They're just sighing at us. They're sighing at a billion people.
I mean, we're sighing at 20.
Oh. Italy have not won. We have officially come third from bottom,
yeah.
guys. We're 24th. Babe, we're going to Israel.
So the winner
is Netta with
Toy.
Next year Eurovision will be in Tel Aviv. Apparently it's a lovely place to go.
I mean, you know, if it's sunny, it's fine. It's just quite a long way. it's just a long way away.
Oh, no, not
oh.
Tel Aviv, Jerusalem.
Oh.
She's committing them to Jerusalem.
Oh, that'd be awkward.
I think they probably would have rather had it in Tel Aviv. Less of a security concern. But Netta has just committed them.
She's just committed them
to hosting
Jerusalem.
It in Jerusalem.
What is the time difference over there?
I'm going to say 4 hours.
So how does that work?
They just have to watch it really late.
Oh, okay. Is it always 8 o'clock?
It's always 8 p.m. GMT, 9 p.m. European time.
Nice. That's something.
We're going to console our woes by watching Ellen DeGeneres again.
Yep.
That's it, gang.
That's it. We've got one more episode where
we're
going to
wrap this mother up.
A debrief.
We're going to try and get on some special guests. And obviously, pull the competition entry.
Yep. Yes, competition entry.
We may be in Jerusalem, apparently. We may be in Jerusalem performing. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
And we'll be crying tears because we'll be the ones getting no votes.
No, we'll get the votes.
Oh yeah, we'll get them.
We'll get them with our. I mean, I'm going to say no. Honestly, I'm deliriously tired. I'm exhausted. I'm emotionally and physically exhausted. Yeah. But it's been worth it.
I find that every time I come back to Eurovision and I'm like, this time it's going to be different.
Yeah.
This time we're going to get the votes that we deserve.
And then we don't. I might get my Dutch passport.
Well, after tonight, I'm definitely getting my Irish passport.
Yeah, the bastards. Oh, right. Well.
Honestly, chuck in a couple of gay dancers, second half of the table.
Right, okay.
Right, we're signing off, guys. I hope that you've enjoyed our excitement through part one of tonight. And our bitterness and disappointment through part two.
And anger, I'd say. it is the five stages of sort of grief with Eurovision. You get angry, you're in denial. I think the denial phase has been the whole of this season of the podcast. We've been quite hopeful. Yeah. And then we've just, our dreams have been shattered. But, you know, it's fine. We'll battle on. But yeah, we shall see you next week. I can't believe
it's our last episode next time.
I know.
That came around fast.
Didn't it? Well, just for now, we'd have to start planning for
season two.
Yeah, and
Jerusalem.
Yeah. I mean, there's enough material to keep going if we wanted to for a year. But I think we need to take a little break and
have some therapy.
Yeah. And plan our trip. Got to get all the visas sorted. But yeah, anyway, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much.
And we shall see you
for our last hurrah.
Yeah, next week.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, ciao.
Love you.